USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pushed by surging costs for gas, food, and housing, consumer inflation jumped again, now to 7.9% over the past year, the sharpest spike since 1982, and just the start of higher prices to come. The increase reported by the Labor Department reflected the 12 months ending in February and didn't even include most of the oil and gas price increases that followed Russia's invasion of Ukraine February 24th. Since then, average national gas prices have jumped 62 cents a gallon to $4.32, according to AAA. The war continues in Ukraine, and the humanitarian crisis continues as well, with Russia bombing a children's hospital and a women's center. Volunteer Yuri Popovich has seen it all.
Seeing Russians bombing kindergartens, child hospitals, wild animals don't act like that. This is like devil walking on the ground.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications, Zantac or ranitidine, and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Actor Jussie Smollett is about to be sentenced.
3 months after a jury found Jussie Smollett guilty of lying to police in a staged attack, the Empire actor will return to court to hear his sentencing. Smollett was convicted of 5 of 6 felony counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police. He was acquitted on a 6th count. He faces a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison per count. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We have word now that a plane carrying U.S. President Donald Trump had to make an emergency landing in New Orleans after experiencing engine failure over the Gulf of Mexico. The plane, a Dassault Falcon 900, had gone about 75 miles from a New Orleans airport before turning back to the city. Other passengers included Secret Service agents, support staff, and some of Trump's advisors. The plane was returning Trump to his home in Palm Beach, Florida, from a New Orleans hotel where he was speaking to Republican Party donors at a private event. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
As they attempt to jumpstart the so-called Build Back Better economic agenda, both President Joe Biden and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki repeatedly cites claims by economists that the $1.75 trillion version of the measure would bring down inflation. Psaki frequently reminds correspondents at White House briefings that Nobel laureates believed in the plan. Well, last week, 373 other economists made it clear that enough was enough on this subject. Brought together by the American First Institute, the 373 recently signed a full-page advertisement in the Wall Street Journal voicing their fundamental disagreement with the runaway social spending initiative and the claims by Biden and Psaki on how it might impact the economy. The economists said the policies in the Build Back Better agenda would increase inflation, increase the federal debt, and reduce the number of people working, plus it badly miscalculates capital and will hobble economic growth. The first licenses to sell recreational marijuana in New York will go to people who were casualties of the war on drugs, according to state officials, who say people with marijuana-related convictions will get dibs on the first 100 to 200 retail cannabis licenses awarded by the state in an effort to redress the inequities of a justice system that locked up a disproportionate number of people of color for drug crimes. Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, is set to announce the planned regulations for the social equity applicants later today. And as there's still no agreement, the Major League Baseball season has now been pushed back till at least April 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.